Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn, and yesterday we started off camping out in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. If you happen to have your Bible, you can turn there, and the verse says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." And during this December month, the holiday season that's upon us, and it's the most wonderful time of the year, is the song that's been around for many years that I love at Christmas time, but it's also the most stressful time of the year, and yet you can be encouraged that because of Jesus, that wherever you need him to be, that he wants to be, and he will help you. And yesterday we focused on the first part of Isaiah 9:6 about that when it predicted that Jesus would come and that he would be called Wonderful Counselor. If you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to go and check it out on our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. But we talked about how he is a wonderful counselor for us when we need wisdom. Today, I want to go on and talk about the second part of Isaiah 9:6. It says that he also will be called Mighty God. And, you know, maybe today you just kind of feel overwhelmed and you don't see any hope. Today, you need Jesus to be a mighty God to give you strength. And I'm so glad to know that he will do that if you ask him. And one of the things, especially I know a lot of us men with pride, that we think it's a sign of weakness to ask for help. But friends, we're never more stronger than when we're down on our knees and we're asking Jesus for help. And we surrender whatever burden that we have that's just overwhelming us. We weren't meant to do life alone. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be married. I mean, Jesus wasn't married, okay? But we were supposed to do life in community. And then also, Jesus knew at times we would be alone. And that's why God sent his one and only son, because he would be a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting father, and a prince of peace. Philippians 4:13 is a verse that's helped me out a lot through the years. It says, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Doesn't say I can do some things. Doesn't say I can do most things. It says I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And I admit there's been times where I've had to persevere and do things with tears rolling down my cheeks. Doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. Doesn't mean that it's not hard. But you know what? Through the tears, God's there. And he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And I want to encourage you to be encouraged by that today. Psalm chapter 95, verses 3 through 7 says, "For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care." Friends, he wants to take care of you. He will take care of you. He is the great God, the great King above all gods, the very one that gave you breath this morning. And so be encouraged by that today. And I shared this right when the COVID pandemic started back in the spring, and I was in a hurry and not the most healthiest meal, but I went through the drive-thru at Taco Bell, and they put my meal out in a little container, and it was sealed with a sticker on the bag that says, "We've got you." And of course, they were trying to say that you're safe from COVID, and you know, been safely food put together. And I kind of chuckled, and I was like, "Man, I like that sticker. I'm going to keep it." And as I was driving off, I kind of felt like the Holy Spirit said to me, "I know Taco Bell may have your food, but Greg, I've got your whole life. I've got you too." And some of you today need to know that God's got you. You may not feel like anybody else has you, but God has got you. And yet I know when I get fatigued that I kind of get discouraged and I want to give up. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." So friends, don't give up today. Know that Jesus will help you find a way even when it seems like there isn't a way. And yet the fact of the matter is that, you know, you can go to the gym, you can drink water, you can take vitamins, But if you don't deal with the stuff going on inside in your heart and your head, you're still going to be unhealthy. And so God wants to help you, and he will be a mighty God. But we have to deal with those things that are painful in our lives and know that Jesus will become mighty in your life. But you may need to get some help with those today. And so the good news is that God will provide a way when there seems to be no way. And I'm so thankful to know that. He will also be an everlasting Father when we need him to be an everlasting Father. One of the things that, you know, I think about that my dad, his birthday is December 15th, so coming upon that, and he would have been this 79, this December 15th, if he was still with us. And yet, as I think about that sometime, and I miss his, he had so much earthly wisdom, but he also gave me a lot of godly wisdom. But even though he's not here anymore, I'm thankful for the everlasting Father in heaven that I do have. And it says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. And so even though your earthly father may not be here, and it may even be that first Christmas without him, I want to remind you that the Lord your God will be your Alpha and Omega. He is Almighty. He will help you. Like Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 26, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are? And, you know, just like a father or mother that makes sure that the baby birds are fed, your heavenly Father is going to make sure that your basic needs are going to be met. And I want to remind you of that today. Several years ago, I foster parented a couple of little precious girls. They were sisters named Hope and Grace. Grace was 6 months old, and Hope was 3 years old. And I had a CD by Lincoln Brewster that I would play in the car a lot, and we would go places. And one day we got in, and Hope, you opened the back seat. Music, please! Music, please! And I asked her what she would like to listen to, and she said, Everlasting God! Everlasting God, please! And, you know, as I was thinking about this, as I was putting this program together, and, you know, that song was based off a passage, one of my favorite passages in the Bible, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. It says, Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. I want to say that one more time. He never grows weak or weary, and no one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. That is a powerful, powerful passage of Scripture. And maybe you want to check out Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. I would encourage you to handwrite it down on an index card or post-it note and just read that every morning when you get up. Maybe at lunchtime, late afternoon, you start to kind of hit the wall and know that God, your everlasting Father, he doesn't grow weak or weary, and that he's a mighty God, and that he is going to help you even when you feel like you can't go on, that he will give you power because he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. And I'm so thankful that that's the type of God that we serve. And that because of Jesus, we can know that there's always a way when there seems to be no way. Well, we've been talking about Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and it talks about that for a child is born to us, a son is given to us, the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And I'm so encouraged today, friends, no matter who wins the presidential election, I don't know if it'll be finalized by the time you listen to this, but you know what? That says that the government will rest on his shoulders, and that no matter who the president is, that Jesus is still my Lord and he's my Savior, And that's where I look for peace, not who's in the White House, but I look to God and Jesus for that. And I'm so thankful that it says in that verse, Isaiah 9 through 6, and I think that God is a God of details. And the very last part of that verse says that he will be called Prince of Peace. And I know very few people that aren't struggling with keeping peace as we wrap up 2020. And I know so many people just ready to get this one behind us and start 2021. But, you know, I still want to see God show up in my life these last 3 weeks of the year and see what he wants to do. And I know he wants to do great, great things. But maybe you're like, I just need him to be my Prince of Peace. And I'm thankful to Jesus. He warned us that we'd have times like COVID-19 in our lives. He said in John chapter 16, verse 33, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And friends, we don't have to be in fear while we're dealing with this coronavirus. I mean, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus warned us that there would be troubles in this world. But when we keep our eyes and our mind focused on Jesus, that he will give us peace. And Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And one of my life verses is John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus said, and he's reminded us that he will give us peace. He says, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy, but I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. And friends, he will do that. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26, just a verse that brings me a lot of comfort when I need some peace. It says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. And one of the things that I've been praying over the last several years, just a simple prayer of thankfulness to God and just saying, when before I eat a meal, just saying, God, thank you for being my protector and my provider. But, you know, as we've been going through this COVID-19 pandemic over the last 9 months, I've also added another P, peace. God, thank you that you're my protector, you are my provider, and that you help give me peace. And so I want you to be encouraged today that God wants to be your protector. He wants to be your provider, and he also wants to be your Prince of Peace. But you know, God's a gentleman. He won't force himself upon you. And so I want to encourage you to read that verse, Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And that remember this holiday season, this month of December, that the reason God sent Jesus was because a child would be born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Thanks for joining us today. If you've been blessed by this program, I want to encourage you to share it with somebody. You can go to our website, hopeishere.today, to get a podcast of this program, to listen to it again, or to share it with somebody. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow for Hope is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.